talk this morning. The Lord is our helper. The Lord is our helper. So whatever you're going through, whatever trial, difficulty, questions that may be going through your mind, I believe God wants to tell us all today that I'm your helper. I'm the one that you need to look to because I'm the one that will bring you the answer that you need. So Psalm 46, verse 1 and 11, and then we're going to jump over to Isaiah 41. Just read one verse from there. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. And then Isaiah 41, verse 10, probably a scripture that is more familiar to people, says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Father God, I pray that you would help me to communicate your word to your people here this morning. Lord, that they would understand that you are the help that they need. And that, Lord, you're more than willing. You're already involved in our lives. You're already helping us. But I pray that, Lord, a confidence would grow in all of our hearts and in our lives that the Lord is with us and the Lord will be our helper. And so, Lord, we just pray your blessing now in this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, every week I pray, I ask the Lord, what would you have me to speak on? Or asking the Lord to help me out of what to share, what to talk about. And this time was really quick. And I just was praying and then just like immediately, I just heard those words, the Lord is our helper. And I was kind of saying, anymore? Just the Lord is our helper. And so I started looking that up, all the parts in the Bible where it says that God is our helper, where God helps us. And there's a lot of occasions in the Bible where it tells us that God is our helper. And so I think that's a message that he wants us to realize here this morning, that he is the help that you need right now. That wherever you are in your spiritual walk or whatever is going on in your mind or whatever questions may be coming to you, the Lord wants you to know that I'm the one that you need. I'm your helper. And so whatever is troubling, causing worry, causing you concern, causing uncertainty, God is wanting to remind us that he is our helper. Now, a helper is a person that comes alongside us, that provides assistance, support, aid. In a biblical sense, God is wanting to do all of that, to come alongside us, to provide support for us, assistance, aid, help us with whatever we may be struggling with. And he is a God that is far superior to any human opposition or situation. He's active, he's present, he's able, he's superior to any person or force that may be coming against you. And sometimes there's a lot of things that come against us. And God just wants to remind us that I am your helper. And so he's reminding us that who he is and what he can do. And he wants us to realize that he's still God. And he is above all others. that there's no one greater than him. He is the God of the impossible, the God of the breakthrough, the God that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. He's the God that is the answer for everything that we face. He's the God that is more than enough, more than able to help us in our situation. He's just looking to us that, ask me, look to me, I will bring you the help that you need. And I know in our world right now, there's a lot of uncertainties. We got wars and rumors of more wars. We got financial crises that are happening, governments out of control, ungodly laws being brought forth, joblessness, crime, persecution, family breakdown, and that list can go on and on and on. And so I don't want to, you know, discourage you by listing all the things that are going on in our world right now. But we do realize that people are struggling with all those things. People are struggling with fear. People are struggling with depression, worry, stress, loneliness, the uncertainties, and more. And some people are really wondering, how am I going to survive all of this? And of course, you know, there's, go on social media, there's always lots of advice out there. Lots of comments, lots of opinions of how to cope. And you need to realize that, you know, just because there's information out there doesn't mean it's the information that you need to be listening to or the information that you need to be following, because some of that information may be good and some of that information may not be so good. And even in some Christian circles, we got to be careful what we listen to. And personally, I really believe God is wanting us to go to him. Why are you looking in so many other areas for your guidance, for your help, when he is saying, look to me? I'm the one that's going to guide you through this time. I'm the one that's going to guide you through the crises that are happening in our world today. I'm the one that's going to be with you, and I am the one that's going to see you through all the difficulties that you are facing. And God's even talking about that we should have a confidence that he will do that. And as we get ourselves to that right place with God, a confidence will grow inside of us for us to believe, that, you know what, God is going to work this out. I'm going to be okay because the Lord is with me. And that was kind of the point of Psalm 46, God reminding the people that he is their refuge and their strength, that he's done great things and has done bigger things than all the things that happen in nature, bigger than all the conflicts of the world that are happening, bigger than all of their problems. He's the Lord of heaven's armies. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord God Almighty. There is none like him. There's none that can compare to him. There's none that can do what he can do. And he's telling them, I am here among you. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of heaven's armies, is here among you and is with you. He loves us. He cares about us. He surrounds us, desiring to make his presence known in our lives more and more. And he's a big God, a superior God, that is wanting us to look to him and recognize he's still the answer for all of our troubles, for all of our worries, for all of our fears. And I like how that Psalm 46 ended. In verses 10 to 11, it says, be still and know that I am God. I'm going to be honored by every nation. I think that's a good word for our world today. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Kind of telling us, don't forget your God. Don't forget who your God is and how big your God is. And that nothing is too hard for him to do. That he's able to change nations. He's able to solve all the wars that are happening in our world right now. And he is here among us, wanting to intervene in our lives and bring us the peace that we need. And I really feel that the Lord is wanting to remind us of that and remind those who are listening online here today that the answer to your need is to look to him, is to look to him. He's still God, and he's still able to help you. I also included in that reading this morning from Isaiah 41:10, because it expresses, I think, really well the confidence that we should have in our God, that he truly desires to be our helper and intervene in our lives. So it says in 41:10 of Isaiah, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. You know, in all through Scripture, we kind of see those kinds of admonishments that are throughout there. And for time's sake, we're not going to go into all of those admonishments, but I do want to concentrate on this last passage here of Isaiah, because I really find that it kind of gets that truth across to us that the Lord is our helper. The Lord is your helper. He is the person that you need right now in your life and throughout your life. He is the right person to look to. And so this morning, I just want to kind of take that passage and look at it a little bit differently. It kind of like I started asking myself questions as I was reading that verse, and I believe it kind of helps us to see what God is saying to us and what God is wanting to say to us this morning. And so, taking a little bit of a different approach to look at that verse here in Isaiah, in regards to the Lord being our helper, I asked some questions. And because as you ask the questions, there's an encouragement to each question. He's kind of answering things that are probably on the people's minds, but they're not realizing that. And so the Lord's kind of jumping ahead and saying, I'm giving you an answer before you even ask the question. And God's famous for doing that. And so the very first question that I kind of saw there that God was asking is, are you afraid? Are you afraid? Is there something going on in your life right now that is bringing you fear? Isaiah 41:10 is the word that the Lord wants us to know. He says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. And so as we think about this fear and being afraid, I need to ask you, is there any area in my life right now where fear has come in? You know, there could be a number of reasons why that fear can come in. And fear does come in at times, and we need to be quick to deal with that. But maybe there's something you're worried about, something that's stressing you, something that's affecting how you're coping with life right now, and you're finding yourself that fear is starting to come into your life and taking up residence in your life. Now, sometimes that can be from news that we got that we weren't expecting, or maybe a diagnosis that you got that you weren't expecting. Maybe there's some worries about what's going to happen tomorrow that's starting to take over your mind. Maybe there's some fears that are tormenting you. Things are starting to happen where it's now becoming a torment to you. And it's causing you to be restless. It's causing you to lose a lot of sleep at nights. Maybe you're worried about the future. And what's your future really going to be like? And so as we kind of think of that question, is there any fear that is creeping into our lives that we are entertaining? And if there is, God's responding to that, and he says, don't be afraid. Do not fear, because the Lord is with you. You are not alone. You're not facing that trouble on your own, for the Lord is with you, and he wants to help you to deal with those fears. In fact, God just doesn't want to help us to deal with our fears. He wants us to get to the place that we become confident that we don't have to fear, because that the Lord is with us all the time. And that, so it's kind of encouraging you, get your focus back on him. And as you get that focus back on him, he's going to help you with those fears. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, for God has said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? And that's a great perspective for us to keep, that the Lord is with us. I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. God loves you. God cares about you. God is working on your behalf. But sometimes, you know, in life, and things happen in life, sometimes things happen with other people, and due to some of the actions of others, the lies, the threats, mistreatments by others, we begin to become afraid of what those people are doing to us or what they can do to us. And people can be cruel. And we're seeing that more and more in our society, that people are kind of going in that direction. So maybe you're in the midst of all of that. Maybe you've been a recipient of that. And the Lord is wanting to give you another perspective, that he is with you. You're valuable to him. He's going to see you through. So God is wanting us to raise the bar to the fact that we need to realize God's with us. Our big God is with us every step of the way. And because he's a big God, he can intervene even when we're in some big trouble. So I don't know where you are at today, but I can imagine there's some people that are here today or are listening online that are struggling with some issues of fear. And God wants you to know today that do not fear. You don't have to fear. Your God is still with you. Your God is still watching over you. Your God is still able to do things that are far bigger than what you've imagined. God can still bring about a testimony out of a trial and out of a circumstance. So he's saying, don't fear. Be still and know that I am God. I am with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help turn this situation around. He's bigger than our problems. He's bigger than our fears, unbelief, our sickness, our disease, our uncertainties, all the world problems that are going on. He is bigger. He is better. He is stronger. And he is with us. He will watch over you. He will shield you. He will protect you. Psalm 115, 11 says, all you who fear the Lord, trust the Lord. Because he is your shepherd, your helper and your shield. And so again, God's saying, like, look, if you're people that acknowledge me, if you're people that, you know, believe in me, then trust me. It's time to trust me. Not just have a believe me, but trust me. I'm going to see you through this. I'm going to help. I'm going to be your shield. I'm going to be your protector. I'm going to have that umbrella of protection over you. So God doesn't want us to be operating in fear. You know, of course, the Bible talks about, you know, he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of what? Of love, power, a sound mind, a spirit of confidence, a spirit of trust in him. And that's what he wants to do in us, to inspire a new confidence in God, that he's going to see you through this, that those things that you're fearing, that you're worried about, God is going to see you through. And you can find that from the beginning of the Bible to the very end of the Bible. As you trust in the Lord and look to the Lord, you will find that the Lord will be with you and will help you through that. The Lord is my helper. So if fear is starting to really find a place in your life, you need to speak to that fear and say, fear, get out of my life. The Lord is my helper. The Lord rebuke you, fear, because the Lord is my helper. Secondly, as I was reading that passage, the question came to mind, are you discouraged? Have you allowed discouragement to get settled deep down inside of you and to take control where you no longer see a solution, you don't see a way out? Sometimes we can get there. But what does God have to say to us here? Isaiah 41:10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. You know, with everything going on in our world today, and even this winter that we've had here, it can be very easy to get down and discouraged. But more than that, there's things that are happening in people's lives where sadness comes. Sometimes people feel hopeless. Sometimes people feel stressed. Sometimes people are struggling with their mental fatigue. Sometimes people are downcast to the point of giving up. And not just giving up on God, but giving up on life, giving up even thinking of suicide. And God is saying, hold on. Hold on. You are not alone. You are not in this by yourself, for I am with you. You don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to stay in the mud and the mire of discouragement. God is saying, I want to help you, and I will help you. The psalmist also found that this was to be so true that he wrote beautiful psalm number Psalm 40. I'm just going to read the first three verses, but that whole psalm is really good when you're trying to deal with discouragement and wondering, well, does God care? You read that psalm. It's powerful. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me, and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Now, I realize probably most of us, if not all of us, sometimes lack that whole patient area, and we usually want God to do things a whole lot faster than what they work out to be. But God is saying, you know, you got to be some patient. There's going to be some time. There's a working that is taking place, not just in your life, but in the lives of the people that maybe can be affecting what you're going through. And we need to come to that place where God says, I want you to be confident that even when you're discouraged, that you're going to find that he's going to be with you. He's going to help you through that time. He's going to encourage you through that time. And, you know, God's timing, or, you know, the whys of God. Why is this happening? Why am I going through that? You know, sometimes that takes a while for us to kind of figure all those things out. But God is wanting to remind us, look, it's going to work out because I love you. I care about you. I am here with you. I am with you. And he wants us to understand that. You know, we can think in the Bible of back in the book of Joshua. Joshua, he's ready to take over from Moses, which is a huge pair of shoes to fulfill, that he would take over from Moses to lead the people into the promised land. Well, I'm sure if any of us were chosen to follow Moses, we would all probably be in a panic mode and wondering, how in the world am I going to be leading millions of people and lead them into a promised land that I really don't know a whole lot about? And so obviously those fears were there, and some doubts, discouragement, thinking, oh, Lord, I'm not able to do those things that you're asking, God. Like, I think you picked the wrong person. But listen to what God said to him. Joshua 1:9, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We need to realize that if God is with us, then we're good for anything that life can throw at us, because God is with us. He's watching over us. He's going to work things for our good. He's going to bring us from doubt and discouragement to boldness and courage. He will lift us out of the mud and mire. He will empower us for the tasks that are at hand. He is on our side, and he wants to help us in ways that even we never thought possible. So take courage this morning. The God whom you serve will help you. That's what God wants you to know. He's going to help you. He's going to help you deal with those things that are discouraging today and bring you to a place where you have hope instead of discouragement. Thirdly, and the Lord is our helper. I kind of saw the question being asked here in this passage in Isaiah. Are you lacking strength? Maybe you're here today, or you're watching online, and you're kind of feeling worn out. You're feeling weak. You're feeling that you're unable to deal with the pressures that are coming against you. You may even be at your wit's end. Well, we need to hear again, what is the Lord saying to us? Again, back that Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. You know, you may be correct that you no longer feel that you have that strength to fight the battle that you're in. That battle may have been so hard and so against you that you're kind of at the place like, I've been fighting this for so long, I don't know what else to do, and you've kind of maybe gotten that place where you've given up. And it is true that in our own strength, it fails us. And sometimes we get hard on ourselves and kind of rebuke ourselves, and we keep trying to accomplish things in our own strength, in our own power, and stay in that natural realm to deal with the problems that have come against us. When we need to realize that there's also a spiritual realm that we need to attack. And actually, when you get the spiritual realm correct, it kind of straightens out that in the natural realm as well. But maybe you're at the place that you want to quit. Maybe you want to give up. Maybe you want to walk away from it all. Maybe you're so low that you may even be thinking of suicide. You've tried everything. Nothing seems to work. You're just so disappointed, so tired, so weary. And you're just, Pastor, I have no strength left at all. Well, God has something to say to you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will intervene. I will give you the strength that you need to rise above those circumstances. God will bring you into a place of supernatural strength. And that is what he's wanting to do to you. He's wanting to strengthen you today. And if you took in Isaiah 41, you go back one page there to Isaiah 40. Look at some of the powerful words that are being spoken there. Isaiah 40, 28, it says, have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. And then it says in verse 31, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That's what God wants to do in your life. God wants to strengthen you. He has the power to do that, a supernatural strength that can come to you to help you to overcome all those things that you're going on in your life. So you can overcome this trial. You can beat this trial. You can rise above this circumstance as God will be your strength. And God will help you. I like how the Apostle Paul encouraged us in this area. You're probably familiar with that verse, Philippians 4:13. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. I can't do it on my own, but I can do it with his strength that he will give. And so maybe it's time that we stop doing everything we can in the natural. Yes, there's things we should be doing. But start looking to him for a new strength that can come from him. You can make it. You can succeed. You can overcome this trial because the God that you serve is with you. The God that you serve will strengthen you. The God you serve is going to help you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your strength comes from the Lord. The Lord is my helper. Then a last question I got out of this as I was reading it. This Isaiah 41:10. I saw the question that, again, being already answered. Are you feeling all alone? Are you in a place that you think that nobody cares? That no one would help you? Are you at the place where maybe you're even saying, God, I'm doubting whether you're even here. I don't see you responding. I'm not feeling that you're helping me. I'm feeling very alone right now. I'm very helpless, very lonely. Interesting, sometimes even on social media, you'll see a lot of people talk about how lonely they are. I see that as a pastor all the time. I talk to people all the time that tell me, Pastor, I'm lonely. I feel all alone, all by myself. Lots of people are like that right now. We need to be aware of that. We need to keep reaching out and touching others and welcoming people because there's a lot of lonely people that are out there. They're struggling. And for some, yeah, they do feel, God, you've abandoned me. I don't know where you are. Where are you, God? But again, there's an answer here. Isaiah 41:10, we read the whole verse this time. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. You know, sometimes we do struggle with loneliness, feelings that no one understands. We sometimes get to that place where we feel that I don't think anybody really cares. If I dropped off the face of the earth, I don't know if anyone would even miss me. And sometimes we even kind of attack God as well and say, God, do you even care? I'm not feeling you right now. And that can be a real pit that some people face and fall into. And that can cause them to walk away from God and believe a lie that God doesn't care. Please note, God is saying to you this morning, I do care. I do see the situation that you're in. I do see your discouragement. I do see that you are feeling all alone. But take note of what he is saying there. He's saying to you, I have a hold of you. We kind of think a lot of times in our minds that, God, I'm not feeling you, so that must mean you're not here. But God is telling us, I hold you with my victorious right hand. And to me, I always think of that picture when our kids were young and you'd be walking with them and you had a grip on them. And as you'd be walking along and there's a mud puddle or something, as parents, you would just lift them up and go right over that. And if they tried to let go of your hand, lots of times they let go of their grip, but your grip was still there. So when the child would fall in a natural, they didn't fall because you had a grip on them. And that's what God is saying to us. I have a grip on you. You might think that I'm not here. You might think that I'm not holding your hand anymore. You might think that I'm not with you, but I am with you. I have never left my hand from you. I am still holding on to you. And that's what God is doing. And that is what God is wanting us to know today, that he has his strong right arm. That's usually what that's talking about, is kind of an allusion to the fact that that's the arm of strength they often refer to. And he's saying, I got you. I still have a hold of you. You think I don't, but I'm still holding you. You're the one that let go of your grip. I have not let go of my grip. Psalm 121, verse 5 and verse 8 says, the Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. So God is wanting us to come to a fresh realization that he is with us and we are not alone. God holds your hand. Think of that. God's still holding your hand. You probably thought that he let go, but he didn't. I still have a grip on you, and I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to stand beside you. I'm going to protect you like a shield or like an umbrella over you. Now, we may not always feel that or sense that, but the truth is that God's trying to get across to us that I still have a hold of you. I'm still holding your hand. You are not going through this alone. Even Jesus spoke to this before he ascended. Matthew 28:20, he says, and be sure of this. Or some translation says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am with you always, even to the end of the world or end of the age. God is present with you. He stands beside you. He desires to hold your hand. He is holding your hand. And so if you're dealing with some lonely issues, recognize that the God that you serve today wants to assure you that he's got a hold of you. He's holding your hand, and he is with you. And today, I really feel there's a number of people that God is wanting to remind that he is their helper, and that they need to continue to look to him and allow him to minister to you, because God really wants to minister to you. I found it interesting when I was praying about this message, and all I heard was that the Lord is your helper. I woke up early then the next morning, and I'm not sure if I was still dreaming or what was really going on, but it was about an hour before I normally get up. And God was giving me this picture of people like yourselves in our congregation that I could actually probably walk to here this morning that I saw. And I just felt the Lord saying that I want them to know that I am their helper. And kind of interesting, kind of a different picture. I got this picture of the Lord speaking to the Apostle Peter. And this was after the resurrection, and Jesus is meeting with the apostles, and he goes and he meets with Peter. And we have that famous story where Jesus goes to Peter and he asks Peter the question that Jesus already knew the answer to. Do you love me, Peter? Now, a lot of us kind of think that, well, they did it three times to help Peter, you know, make a confession three times in the right direction that, yes, he loves the Lord. I think it was a little bit more than that. I think that was just the Lord trying to stress to Peter that, you know what, I know that you love me, but I'm just going to let you confess that and speak that out. Anyways, that is kind of all those things are rolling in my mind. Kind of what I felt like speaking over you as a congregation here this morning, that the Lord is coming to you and he wants you to know and he wants you to get this straight, because maybe you've been believing some lies and you've been going down these roads of being fear and discouragement and feeling all alone and all those kinds of things. And the Lord's wanting to say to you, I am your helper. I am your helper. I am your helper. Three times. I believe the Lord's wanting to say that over each and every one of us. I'm your helper. You need to stop going down these other roads and to realize that I am here today and I'm here to remind you that I'm your helper. I am your helper. So whatever area that, you know, maybe you're struggling with today, maybe fear got a hold of you. Maybe fear is causing you to do some things that normally you would not do. Or maybe it just got inside of you and you're just struggling so hard. The Lord is saying, I'm your helper. I'm the one that you need to look to. Or maybe you're struggling with discouragement. Man, that's a nasty one. We can start believing all kinds of lies when we get discouraged. And again, the Lord's coming along to say to us, I am your helper. Or maybe you're going through parts of loneliness, despair, whatever it might be. We can mention probably 100 things. And the Lord's wanting you to know, I am your helper. Look to me. I'm going to help you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm going to still have a hold of you. You're not all by yourself. I am right there with you. I've been holding your hand all this time, and you may not have realized it because you let go of mine, but I didn't let go of yours. I am your helper. I am your helper. I am your helper. Some of you need to go home today and declare that over yourself. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. That whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, that you say, I am not staying in this frame of mind any longer. I declare, I announce today, I speak to you, you Satan. I speak to you, demons of hell. I speak to you, people that have been coming against me. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. And I just been sensing that so strong today that that's what he wants to tell you today. He's your helper. He's the one that you need to look to. And so we're just going to close here in a word of prayer.